The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. I am Mike Grains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Hellworld. This week, I am joined by Eric, the deep state operative.
That's right. Once again, I am fulfilling the role of first person introduced.
Yes, and you are also here to tell somebody that the Cubs suck and go fuck them the way the Pope did to that guy. And he was riding around in the Pope mobile. It's awesome that we have a baseball knowing Pope just going at people who go at him about the game. And we are also joined by Steph. It's Steph.
Yay.
Yes. Feel it. Feel that. Feel the energy. Feel it in your toes. It's magical.
That's right.
Are either of you doing No Kings this weekend?
No.
Wow, that was immediate. Nope, fuck that. No shot, buddy. Don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think the place that I'm going to be this weekend would have that at all. I don't think Mount Shasta has a primary population of people who would be opposed to Trump, since most of them think that aliens live in the mountain.
Yeah. Well, something I always thought was funny about that, because, you know, there's that company, Shasta, that makes the kind of off-brand pop. And I'm sorry, soda for you non-Chicagoans. But anyway, they have their own version of Mountain Dew, and they call it, like, Mountain Lightning or Mountain Thunder or something like that. And I'm like, it's right there. Call it Mount Shasta. I mean, come on.
Or Mountain. A lot of people went missing on here.
Well, nobody remembers that.
Yeah, I'm working, so I will not be attending any rallies, because the casino industry is such that when everyone else is off, you're on. So yeah. You work weekends, and that's just life. So yeah, I'm gonna be at the office telling people they need to hit their 16s when the dealer's showing a 10. Unless they want to surrender. And then they're like, I didn't come here to quit. And then they hit and then they bust. They're like, oh, beans.
Oh, speaking of protests, if any of our listeners happen to be in the Portland area, there is a woman who's currently hanging out in Portland and trying to insert herself and all this stuff. The Telegraph just did an article about her. Her name is Pam Hemphill. She calls herself the mega granny. She was a J6 defendant, all this. She's a grifter. She has a consistent historical record of lying to people. She didn't leave MAGA. MAGA threw her out for, drumroll, grifting. I heard the Twitter space where she got dumped by them. If you come in contact with her, don't engage with her, ignore her, don't give her any attention, because Munchausen, she wants all the attention. She did after being on CNN and all these other mainstream outlets, she did a podcast with some weirdos claiming that her mom was a serial killer that kept dead babies in wine casks or something. She will make up anything. She will say anything. Pam Hemphill, MAGA granny, ignore, avoid, get rid of, run her out if he can. I just wanted to advise you on that.
Yeah.
And then I've seen her like starting feuds with people on Twitter because she's saying they're trying to destroy her, or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the honest people among us who are like, hey, this lady's lying. We got her deplatformed. She was supposed to speak with like Adam Kinzinger or something. So a bunch of us went to Twitter and we posted the video where she's like, well, I guess pedophilia is okay. You know,
I remember her crying about that one for a couple weeks.
Oh God. Yeah. 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 And then I guess apparently Grok called me out and said that I was like the one most responsible for it. I was like, all right. It's the same schematic as Alex Jones and Jim Stewart's in. Nothing's ever their fault. They can't take blame or responsibility for anything. And, you know, whatever story fits the current wave is what they're going to go with. So that's, mm-hmm. that's, she's just like them. So, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but she does have a lot of people fooled. I've seen that.
Yeah, because I guess you can just like say anything and anyone will believe you without fact checking.
Well, that's the way this world works now. I mean, that's everybody. That's, this isn't her. This is everyone. I mean,
especially on social media.
Yeah. Right now I'm looking at this, I'm looking at a tweet from Dinesh D'Souza and everything about this is so beautiful because Dinesh opens up by saying, I note with some dismay that I cannot easily tell if this guy is part of the Ilhan Madamni gang on the left or the Tucker Candace gang on the right. It's like Orwell says in Animal Farm, in the ends, the pigs and the humans are indistinguishable. And he's talking about Myron Gaines and Myron Gaines' post where he's like, yeah, we like Hitler. No one gives a fuck what you woke Jews think anymore. Bro was a revolutionary leader and saved Germany. The Jews declared war on Germany first. And the best part about this is that D'Souza is, of course, lying because Candace and Tucker are pro-Hitler. That's the thing. They've actually been like, you know, Hitler, maybe we got that wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas Ilhan Omar and Zorhan Mamdani have never said anything in favor of Hitler. So he's immediately trying to false equivalence the left and the right when it comes to who likes Hitler or not.
Yeah, he's trying to pull the old horseshoe on him.
Right, but then the best part about this is that he gets a reply from Tristan Tate, Andrew Tate's brother, and he says, what's important to note is that Kamala Harris herself acknowledged him as one of the reasons young men voted Trump in and why she lost. So despite his abrasive communication style, we should all be putting respect on his name. So I love that Dinesh is like, look, now, guys, we need to calm down with this Hitler shit. And then you got a Tate brother being like, bro, the Hitler shit's working for us, bro. We need to stick with the Hitler shit. The kids love Hitler. So it's just really funny how – go ahead. Go ahead, Steph.
I was just going to say, I guess since, you know, Epstein's cool now, I guess it's okay that they can talk to Dinesh again. You know, I guess, you know, oh, wow, the best thing that ever happened to Dinesh was finding out that – and nobody cares about Epstein apparently – because didn't that dude get in trouble? He was like texting underage boys or something.
I've heard nothing about that with D'Souza.
Dinesh, yeah, I don't remember hearing anything about that either.
No, that was Ali Alexander. Sorry. I get all these scumbags mixed up that it's just a jumble of scumbags in my mind and, you know.
Yeah.
True. You need like a, you need like a flow chart. I'm not a flow. You need like
program.
A
program. You need a program.
Thank you. A program.
Programs. Get your programs here. ice cold pop. Popcorn programs. Know I'm your right wing extremists from each other.
I'm so sorry that I got my right wing shitbags mixed up. I apologize.
But
to us, not to them.
The thing to me that what's so crazy about this is that this is now like the fulcrum point on the right is that is openly embracing Hitler acceptable? Y/N. And there's a lot more why than you'd want to believe.
Yeah. It should be a no brainer. No, we fought a war against him and he killed millions of people why are we even asking this?
And a lot of people are like, you know, maybe we can do the Hitler. I mean,
I know some people are trying to be like, well, you know, the victors write the history book. So maybe, maybe this is just a slander campaign.
Right. Yeah. Maybe Hitler got a bum rap. That happens all the time inside QAnon is you just have all these people who are saying, well, the media slanders Trump and we know he's great. So how do we know they got Hitler right? And it's like, I don't know. The fact that we have all kinds of contemporary media from the moment of his rise and ascent to power through the entire war. I don't know. The fucking Holocaust, which these people deny because they have to. And my favorite part about that shit is that you'll have Jake Shields and all these other rabid anti-Semites who are like, Hitler didn't commit the Holocaust, but if he did, it would have made him based. I mean, that's Because that's their argument, is that Jews are evil and must be destroyed, but Hitler totally didn't destroy the Jews.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like the old Chris Rock thing. I'm not saying they should have done it, but I understand.
Right. Yeah. It is, and that's where we're at right now in this country, is that we've got the Vice President of the United States reacting to a quote-unquote young Republican group chat. And by the way, a lot of those guys are in their 30s.
Yeah.
They're not young. These aren't wee lads. This isn't a bunch of 21-year-olds who can't handle their booze and got a little punchy and started talking about the Führer.
Yeah, this is these are people who are young only to the fossils currently running the government.
Right. They're young in the sense that they would be the youngest president ever elected if they became president.
Right.
Which is not very young in normal people years. And and you got J.D. Vance going, you know, kids these days, they love the Hitler. They'll grow out of it. And it's like, no, they won't, J.D. This is who they are. This is who your party is.
Yeah, his response to this was, boys will be boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, again, it's grab them by the pussy. It's locker room talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just say things in private that are terrible, but they don't really mean it. And it's like, no, they do. They mean it. They absolutely do mean it.
And I got to wonder, because J.D. Vance, one of the first things he said about this was, you know, things I said when I was young didn't get recorded like they do nowadays. So it's like, okay, what did he say?
Yeah, what did you say?
That resonated with this.
Right. it was like when Trump was like, Steve Miller, you should tell us what you really feel, but don't tell us what you really, really feel. Because you'd probably use a hard R to describe that. And I don't want that in my White House. Rodney Dangerfield collar tug. Just the whole bit. Oh, man. That's what I mean. Again, I've said this a million times and I'll keep saying it, but it's just, we literally hold Trump to no standards. Trump is just some dumb, wacky comedian that the media just talks to for his newest bit, not the president who decides if we all live or die, which is his actual job. That's what he is. That's how this works. I mean, right now we're just dealing with senile pop. He decided to tell us, oh yeah, by the way, I'm actually aggressively meddling in Venezuela now, and probably I'm going to start bombing it.
The peace president, everyone.
The peace president, the guy who was so close to the Nobel Prize that it was cruelly taken away from him by the Illuminati after he totally pieced up the Middle East. Do not read up on what Hamas is doing right now inside of Gaza. The incredibly peaceful things that Hamas is doing. Trump just posted on social media that if Hamas does not stop killing people, we are going to send troops into the ground to kill Hamas. America is going to go into Gaza now.
That would explain why I kept seeing all these tweets on the right saying, no, we're not actually sending troops anywhere.
No, this is the Truth Social post. If Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza, which was not the deal, the D in deal is capitalized for some reason, we will have no choice but to go in and kill them. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
I know. Did Trump read a lot of Victorian prose when he was young? Because they like to do that pointless, capitalization too. So I just wonder where he got that from.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steph. I can feel that question. The name that I give it is unnecessary capitalization. And if you actually dig deep, you'll see it on Whale, on the Whale website. You'll see it on InfoWars. You'll see it in Trump tweets. You'll see it with Jim Stewartson. It's a common hallmark trait of, in general, conspiracy theorists. It's a sense of self-importance. You know how you see this consistent track record of, like, you know, the confabulating stuff and like overblowing credentials. This is kind of part of that. Like with Jim Fetzer and some of this Sandy Hook stuff, he was like, this was 8.74 miles away from the school. Dude, just say 9 miles or 8.75. Like, there's this need for specificity and for, like, making, dressing things up, because everything has to be meaningful. So when you see, like, this unnecessary capitalization, it's a sign of an unwell mind, usually. It really is. It's a sign of self-importance, self-assistance, and it's a hallmark trait of conspiracy theorists. So, yeah, that is something you see with these people.
There is a technique that I have heard about that I currently cannot, I can't find it online. As you were talking, I was looking for it. But basically, there is this way of talking that is designed to try to manipulate people. And it is something that is, it's debated as being claptrap or not. And it's probably bullshit, because most everything like that is kind of usually nonsense. Like, I live in a world, in the gambling world, everything is that way. Everything is, I can control the dice, so they come out the way I want them to. It's like, actually, you can't do that. You literally can't control the dice. But this is something where you use capitalization and words to try to direct people's attention to certain words in the phrase to try to give them more emphasis. And here he's trying to make the word deal more important, because, again, he's supposed to be the deal maker, the guy who's so smart. He knows what he's doing. And all, and that is what that's the mentality. I don't think it's neuro-linguistic programming, but if that is the term, I'll be like, damn, Steph was right. But what I was going to say is that you've got this nonsense going on, and it's really frustrating that this is where we're at now with the debating if Hitler is a good person or not.